What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Wedding Day Match. We have a very exciting episode today where we are talking fashion stylists, and we have some amazing advice from a pro. Maybe you've heard of her. It's Andre Serrano. You're probably thinking fashion stylists are for celebrities, the red carpet, or fashion week. You'd be right and wrong. Now, we're not saying to go hire yourself a stylist for your day-to-day because the budgeting on that would be immense, but we are not saying not to. Stylists are becoming more and more popular at weddings. But it's totally worth it to account for a stylist in your wedding budget at the very least. That's why we spoke with stylist Andre Serrano to dish on who should hire a stylist and styling advice for your wedding look. But first, a trip back at some of the great celebrity weddings of our time that seriously brought the fashion and beauty and are the reason we know putting a little extra into it is totally worth it. It was Victoria Beckham in her beautiful Vera Wang wedding dress that caught our attention and had us rethinking fashion. Then Keshia Khawar's 2017 wedding was oh so glamorous, we could have sworn it was the official definition of glamour, that we could not get over the beauty, the fashion, and the look. Of course, 2018 was the year. Hello, this was the year of not only Priyanka Chopra's wedding. Her custom Ralph Lauren dress was everything, but it was also the year of Meghan Markle's wedding. Need we say more? Her wedding was literally fit for royalty, obviously, and her dress and veil were exceptional. It was impossible to look away from the screen. And, more recently, in 2021, Ariana Grande's wedding, where she wore an elegant and stylish custom Vera dress. Plus, that veil is one we cannot stop obsessing over. The bow was the perfect addition. Now, do you see what we are talking about? Your look matters. It might not appear in People or on the cover of Vogue, but looking through those photographs in years to come, you'll feel like a celebrity, and that's what counts. So why hire a stylist? Serrano suggests couples that have decision fatigue and are overwhelmed with the process of styling their outfits hire a stylist. A few questions she suggests you ask yourself if you're on the fence about working with one. 1. Do I have someone that I feel confident with attend me when I get my wedding dress? 2. Do I have various events before and after the wedding that I have to shop for and do not have the time? 3. Do I get overwhelmed styling outfits and coordinating my bridal party? If you are screaming yes, yes, and yes, then it's time you rip the band-aid off and turn to a stylist because they can help. While it's not traditional, Serrano says you may choose to hire a stylist to shop for all of your wedding events. Although this is relatively new but sometimes necessary for a bride that has a busy schedule and has a budget to spend. And when we say all of your wedding events, we mean every single one of them: bridal shower, bachelorette party, rehearsal dinner, after party, you name it, and they can help you. But before you can determine your wedding look, it's important to discover what it is you don't want, so narrowing it down to what you do want is that much easier. Serrano recommends starting with a Pinterest board so everyone is on the same page. Before you can even shop for a dress, you probably want to consider the styles that are trending. Being trendy might not be the most important thing, but knowing them will certainly help you figure things out. Serrano talks about the trends she has been seeing lately in wedding fashion, many of the same we have talked about. They are 3D flowers off the shoulder, mini to ball gown length, sheer, bows, capes, and color. We love every single one of these trends and know that you are going to be obsessed with all these trends too. Trust us, it's not easy to find the one dress you love. That's why we suggest, if it's in your budget, you look to having a dress change from your ceremony to reception. And if it's not in your budget, then dresses with detachable elements might just be the way to go. Many designers have been including convertible dresses in their collections. Just look at Lana Concept, who is sorta big when it comes to this. Now, trends change all the time. Seriously, we were always talking about new trends. So if you're not sure what's trending, just follow us because we are really up on the latest fashion trends, and we are all over New York Bridal Fashion Week, where the trends are happening. But as we said, if going the trendy route isn't your thing and you are looking to be more timeless in your approach, that's cool. In fact, Serrano just recommends a Duchess satin fabric for your dress. This soft, luxurious fabric is all the rage and never goes out of style. 2 examples of dresses made with Duchess satin: Margaret by GL and Cadence by Pronovias. Another pro tip, Serrano recommends a bustle if you have a train. Now on the undergarments. You might be thinking undergarments, but I don't want a bra cup or seam showing, and you're not alone because no one does. That's why Serrano says a seamless thong is always the right choice. Additionally, if your dress has a backless design, Then she tells us, silicone cups work great and tape is good if you need extra support. However, you don't want any wardrobe surprises on your wedding day, which is why Serrano urges you to make sure you try on your dress with your undergarments before the big day so everything looks seamless. After all, as she tells us, feeling confident in your dress starts with what you are wearing underneath. And well, we couldn't agree more. And let's talk accessories now. Adding accessories to your ensemble is key because the ones you choose can make or break your look. And it's all about the style of the dress you choose. If you select a strapless style, you could wear a necklace or a bold pair of earrings. And for a high neck design, Serrano says, stick to earrings. And if you are not sure where to start with accessories, we have the ultimate guide from A to Z on our blog. Finally, on to dress care advice. This is so big it should be put on a sticky note and placed on your vanity or something. It's that golden. Having everything set a week in advance would be ideal, Serrano tells us when discussing steam cleaning your attire and veil. Notice the use of the word steam. We are not talking dry heat. Steaming your dress should be done on the lowest setting and done with the dress inside out. For satin dresses, you are going to want to make sure you lay a thin cotton cloth on top of the satin so there's no direct contact. And you should always start small with an area that's hidden from view. Another idea that we have heard has been to ditch the steamer or iron altogether and simply let your gown hang in your bathroom while you are taking a hot shower. Be sure to close the door, and by the time you are all done, you should be able to run a cotton cloth or glove over the fabric to ensure no wrinkles remain. And for your post-wedding dress care needs, we have got you covered with cleaning and care tips for your dress in a cool download on our shop from the Association of Wedding Gown Specialists. But we will not leave you without some more golden gems of wisdom. If you spill champagne, get a makeup smear, or some other tragedy befalls your wedding dress on the day of, don't panic. Serrano tells us, you can use club soda, baby wipes, or Tide wipes to remedy a champagne stain or makeup smear. And that's where your emergency kit comes in. In it, you should carry products for unplanned wardrobe mishaps. For instance, Serrano says you should also pack double stick tape, safety pins, anti-wrinkle spray, and a needle and thread. Want to know what else you should be packing in your emergency kit? Again, we have got your complete packing list on our website for download. Just click on our shop. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. And remember, the fall issue of our magazine drops next Wednesday, August 2nd. It's all things France and romance. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.